الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM in the Eastern, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. It is the month of Muharram. So what should we do? As Maulana mentioned, the best gift for the best of Almighty Allah's creation on the best night and the best day of the week, abundant durood sharif salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is authentic in Ibn Majah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. On the night, on the day of Friday, increase your salawat and durood sharif and salutations upon me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the time we went to madrasa, we heard the word durood sharif. What does durood sharif mean, brothers? Durood sharif means, it is a Persian word, a Farsi word. You see the farmer, when he is anticipating, expecting a bumper crop, he knows in minimum time he will make maximum amount of profit. So that you call durood, literally. In this text and context, durood sharif means that we send salawat salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Almighty Allah jalla wa ala will send that durood sharif's reward to us in such a manner beyond our expectations and whatever we assumed. For every durood sharif, 10 sins are forgiven, 10 times our rank status are elevated, our iman increases, our ishq and love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases. So imagine what a bumper crop that is for me and you when we read abundant durood sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah say, in the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 surahs of the Noble Quran, nowhere will you find a certain action wherein Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is commanding human beings and jinn and the creation to do something, and Almighty Allah does it Himself, besides salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 56. The verse I recited just now: Inna Allaha wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily, Almighty Allah jalla wa ala and His angels, they send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Almighty Allah addresses me and you. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ey iman walo. O you who believe. 89 different places in the Noble Quran. Ye to ashiqana khitab hai. Almighty Allah addresses us with love, with compassion, to elevate our rank and status. Swallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Two commandments are given. Read salat and salam upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we read Allahumma swalli wa sallim ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, when we are in Madinah Munawwara and other places also, we recite As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. To practice on this verse here. So my brothers, to read Durood Sharif Salawat, definitely a great, great bounty and favor of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala upon us, this ummah. The ulama have written, any action we perform, it is the prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, whether he accepts it or he rejects it. But one action Almighty Allah will always accept, and that is salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, when we recite and make dua, we first praise Almighty Allah, then salawat Durood Sharif, and then we beg and beseech Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So how the durood and salawat will be accepted, similarly the duas are also accepted. So everything in deen has a wonderful explanation. Let's come to the second point, my brothers. Tonight's topic, the virtues, the merits, the manaqib, the fadail of the sahaba, the beloved students, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take the term we use, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. From where did we derive this term? We derive this term from the Quran Sharif. We derive this term from the Sahih Hadith and authentic Ahadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the ending of Surah Yusuf, Surah 12. لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, there are many, many lessons to be learned in the incident, in the vicissitudes of the life of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. All the ups and downs he went through, the turbulence and vicissitudes he went through, there are lessons to be learned. So lesson we learn for tonight, how did we arrive on this terminology, Ahl, As-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Ahl means me and you, the people of all continents and countries. Sunnah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speech Mubarak and his actions Mubarak. That is a Sunnah. And Jama'ah, that refers first and foremost to Ashabun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved companions of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So what is our duty? Our duty is to follow and believe in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to accept the Sahaba as the greatest people on this earth after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Surah Yusuf, Surah 12, verse 108. From this ayat we have derived this term. Qul, say O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي يَدُوُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is my way, this is my path, this is my road. أَدُوُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. I invite, I call towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the oneness, the majesty, the greatness, the grandeur of Almighty Allah. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. On firm conviction. Today our da'wat invitation, remember, is counterproductive many a time, because we ourselves don't have that firm conviction. We are half-hearted, we are apologetic. Nay, we must be firm and we must have that resolve that this is 100% the correct way. Ala basiratin ana, I, sunnah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. Wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me immaculately. If you study the philology, the history of words, you will know that ittiba. What is the meaning of ittiba? You have a cow, and that cow gives birth to the calf. That calf in Arabic is called tabi'. So that calf will follow its mother everywhere. So it follows the mother immaculately. Sahaba wa manittaba'ani, they followed the master alayhi salatu salam immaculately. So ana wa manittaba'ani, from there we got the term sunnah and jama'ah. And those of us who follow the master alayhi salatu salam and sahaba, we are called ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. In Tirmidhi Sharif we find Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about al-firqa an-najiya, the group that will be given salvation, that will enter into Jannah and Paradise and Jannatul Firdaus, bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi, with the mercy, grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Jews ihda wa sab'un, that you see the Jews, they became 71 groups. And then you find the Christians, 72 groups. And this ummah of mine will then go further, 73 groups. And all of them, kulluhum finnar illa wahida, except one group, they will enter Jannah. Manuhum ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are those groups, ya Allah, that will enter paradise? The Master alayhi salam answer and response, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, those who follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah, wa ashabi, and my beloved companions. So that is jama'ah, ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. Hadith in Tirmidhi is authentic hadith this. So from the Quranic verse of Surah Yusuf, from this hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, we arrive at the term and the terminology of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What do we say? We say all the Sahaba, male, female, adult and children. What happened to them? What is the definition of a Sahabi? Sahabi's definition is he or she who met Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or saw the Master alayhi salatu salam in the state of Iman and passed away with Iman. So all these Quranic verses, all these Ahadith Mubarakah are applicable to them. Let us take at random few verses and then you will understand. Tonight is Jumu'ah. Let's read Surah Jumu'ah. Surah 62 is Suratul Jumu'ah. Surah Jumu'ah chapter 62 verse 2. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting the function. What must Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do on this physical earth? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were, you are. You are the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. You are, you were, you are. You are only the only rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the Master alayhi wa sallam function. Four things are mentioned. Surah 62, Surah 62, Suratul Jumu'ah verse 2. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. You come and teach them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to read and recite the Quran Sharif. Our honorable ulama and hifz teachers, our nazira teachers, how they teach us alif ba ta tha, alif ba te the. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching Sahaba, majority of them, their mother tongue was Arabic, yet they required a teacher, so their recitation must be correct, and it must not distort the meaning of the noble Quran. First function, so think about it brothers, when we see our honorable asatiza, the muallim, muallima, the apa teaching, 40, 50 years, do we really look at them with respect? They are carrying on the function of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim. O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your second function, that is tazkiyah, that you have to purify and cleanse them. Cleanse them how? Cleanse them from polytheism, cleanse them from kufr and blasphemy, cleanse them from pride and arrogance, cleanse them from greed, cleanse them from all type of vices. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's function was to connect their hearts to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The glitter and glamour of this world must be very, very little, and the greatness, the majesty of Allah must be embedded in the inner recesses of the heart. This is what you call in nowadays your tasawwuf, your tazkiyah. That people said, Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Nawwar Allah Marqadahu came to this masjid 1981, and that was his last Ramadan. First Shaban 1982, Hazrat Shaykh Nawwar Allah Marqadahu wantaqala ila rahmatillah. He left this world there in Medina Munawwara and buried in Baqi. So for what do they come? You must remember to polish our hearts. Because our hearts are saturated, are filled with the love of this world, the glitter of this world, the glamour of this world. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would polish the hearts of the Sahaba with the prophetic teachings, and they became the beacons of light. Wa yuzakkihim. You know, I speak on this radios, mashallah, and non-Muslims, they want to know, they saw on TV that the Muslims are going round and round the Baytullah. So they say, why you go round and round? I mean, what is the purpose? So I said, my brother, you see, when your clothes are dirty, you take them and you place them in a washing machine. And then it goes round and round. Then it comes out pure and clean. So the Muslim, he go round and round. And then his sins are dropping off for every step he takes for the love of Allah. So that is how he becomes spiritually cleansed and purified. Then they ask, but why do you go anti-clockwise? So I said that, you see, human being, Surah 76, verse number 2. When husband and wife meet, see Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the noble Quran. Today only there's doctors, professors, all that past 50-100 years. Quran spoke of this more than 1400 years ago. That when a husband and wife meet, they fulfill the conjugal rights. And then you see the semen, the sperm is floating and moving. How does it move? Oh insan, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation, oh human being. But look at your origin. Your origin is such that your semen and sperm went anti-clockwise. When you come to the holiest place and the most sacred place, then also you go anti-clockwise. And look at the planets, and look at the celestial creation of Almighty Allah regarding me and you. When we meet our wives, min nutfatin amshaj, that is the meaning of amshaj, that it will flow and it will move anti-clockwise. When you look at the celestial creation of Allah, you look at the planets of Allah, وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ, all of them are moving also anti-clockwise. Do you understand Quran, brothers? The greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the noble Quran. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, when he is to start reading the Quran Sharif, he would take the Quran Sharif, kiss it and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my beloved Allah. Surah 62 verse 2, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching Sahaba how to recite the Quran Sharif correctly, purifying them internally. And the third function, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and teach them the Quran Sharif. They import the meaning. Today we have people who sit on their lazy boy, their feet are stretched out, they sit with translation of Quran, and they say, I'm doing Quranic studies, and I'm a self-styled scholar. Yes, you are a self-styled scholar. ضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. You go astray and you lead thousands of other people astray. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, teaching the Sahaba the meaning and tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. And me and you seeing today, we can understand the Quran Sharif without a teacher. Remember, that is a myth and can never ever happen. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and teach them the sunnah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Four functions Almighty Allah mentioned as the functions of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, let us look at it holistically. The Master alayhi salatu salam is the teacher. Who are the students? Who are the students? The first madrasa, all of you, a majority of you, went for Umrah or Hajj. You performed the Tawaf. You went to Sa'i, the Mas'a, where we performed Tawaf, Mataf. The place where we perform Sa'i, Mas'a, the place of Sa'i. So when you go to Safa, nowadays everything is now extended and all demolished. If you went in the 60s, 70s, you could see it also. Remember, the name was written there, Babi Arqam. The Sahabi's name was Arqam. And that was the first madrasa. And it was known as Dar-e Arqam. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching the Sahaba privately, because the enemy was so powerful, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching them. This was the first madrasa in the history of Islam. And then 39 people embraced Islam. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu was the 39th person. Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen, becomes the 40th person. 3 days after Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, he walks in Dar-e Arqam with a sword in his hand. And then he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu rasulu. In that madrasa, for the first time in the history of Islam, in chorus, in unison, the Sahaba shouted and exclaimed, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Aslama Umar, today Umar has embraced Islam. Radiallahu anhu. Jibreel alayhi salam descends with his entourage and says, open Mishkat Sharif. Ya Rasulullah, it's not only the people on the land and sand who are rejoicing that Umar bin Khattab embraced Islam. We the malaika and angels in the heavens, we also rejoicing. Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, why all this clandestine activities? Why? Alas alasna ala al-haq, are we not on the truth? Say, of course we are on the truth. So why must we worry about these enemies? You, Master alayhi salam, you walk. I, Umar bin Khattab, on your right hand side. Hamza on the left hand side, radiallahu anhu. And let's see which mushrik, which polytheist will prevent us. All of them were looking. They could not believe what they are seeing. Now Islam starts its second phase. The public preaching and teaching is starting. That's the day Umar got his name, Umar Farooq. He was the one. Today I visited one family, and mashallah, our daughter gave birth. I asked, what's the name? I said, Farooq. Do you know Umar Farooq? For that baby, I read the same dua. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu read, Hassan al-Basri was brought to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And when Umar bin Khattab took the baby, Hassan al-Basri in his hand, he said, Allahumma faqqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give Hassan Basri profound understanding of this deen of Islam. Wa habibhu ila nas. And make him beloved to the humankind and people. This is Farooq. Understand when we speak of Sahaba, brothers. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he walks next to the Master alayhi salatu salam. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the teacher. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, male, female, adult and children are the students. And then the madrasa flourished. Then the time came for Hijrah, to leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Madinah Munawwara. Now another dimension aspect started. In the madrasa, in the Darulum, we need a hostel. The students have to stay inside. In Makkah there were no facilities. You come and you go. So there they were, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. 5,374 ahadith he reported. That Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who today some people want to cast aspersions and allegations against him, but he is the Sahabi who Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for him, that you will learn my ahadith and you will be special in this field. Subhanallah. Nevertheless, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he is one of the most prominent students among the Ashab-e-Suffa, and that is the hostel. They are eating, drinking, everything in the masjid. The poor, poor Sahaba, they had no other place for boarding and lodging. Other Sahaba would stay in their houses with their families and so forth. So this is how their theory and concept of hostel came about. And then we find the madrasa flourished from there. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the teacher. The students are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The curriculum, remember, is Quran and Sunnah. I gave you the best of the best. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your teacher. Makkah Mukarrama is your madrasa. Madina Munawwara is your madrasa. Your curriculum is the best. Quran and Sunnah. Who will take your examination, O Sahaba? Who will take your examination? Surah 49, our Qari sahab, wonderful recitation. Qari Pandur sahab, read Surah Hujurat, Surah 49. Go read Surah 49, Surah Hujurat, and see verse number 3. Almighty Allah announces, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ إِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Almighty Allah took their imtihan examination. In the inner recesses of their heart, do they have real taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness? Me and you, majority of us, we are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. Ashura comes, Ramadan comes, Jummah comes, we good Muslims. We can come, all hell break loose. What you say? Youngsters, what's your program for this week? How many WhatsApp you send to the girlfriend? You know what I'm talking about. So brothers, this now will be February, New Year. So they say Valentine. So remember, the brothers say that you must have a date. I told him you must fast on that day and you break your fast with the date here. So you must remember that. Oh, shaitan business, these people. So you must remember that that is what Sahaba, Allah took their examination. Allah announced the results. What is the results? You know, we write matric university exam. We anxious to know our results. Allah announced the results. Surah 49 verse 3. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness. For them, remember, is maximum reward. They pass with flying colors. Allah gave them two certificates. No one in the world besides Anbiya have these type of certificates. Obviously, Anbiya's rank is much higher. But after Anbiya and messengers, then every Sahabi has received this distinction and these two certificates. Number one, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Almighty Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Almighty Allah. When Allah announces is pleased with them, who has the right to go and object and criticize and castigate them? Think about it. Second one, is this for some Sahaba? Some of the companions and students? Nay. Allah says, those of you who made the sacrifices before Fatih Makkah, you were dicing with death in Badr, you were dicing with death in Uhud, you were dicing with death in Khandaq, you were dicing with death in Khaybar. So yes, your rank is much, much superior. And those who embrace Islam after the conquest of Makkah, you are also Sahaba. You also have great tidings. Allah Jalla Wala said for all the Sahaba, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has promised all of them Jannah. Who can take this away from them? This is Quranic text, divine text. If a person rejects this, he can't be a Muslim. Allah Jalla Wala made the Sahaba, the Muhajireen and Ansar, the beacons of light. We follow the commands of Allah. We follow the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter, who must we follow? Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 100. Allah Himself is telling us, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. The first and the foremost among the Muhajirin and Ansar, the migrants and the helpers and the assistants from Madinah Munawwara, and those who follow them immaculately, with sincerity, bi ihsan, they fulfill their duty with duty. For them, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah will be pleased with them as well, and they will be pleased with Allah. Allah will grant them Jannah and Paradise. وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ And that is a supreme success. Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 100. All clearly enshrined, mentioned in the noble Quran. Today we live in an age where people want to look at the internet, people want to go to such scholars, that who look down and criticize upon Sahaba, and they want to look for faults among the Sahaba, Allah forbid. Let me relate to you 4 or 5 incidents. Who are Sahaba? Number one, we are now in 2018, so next year 2019. Go back 90 years plus minus. I've been there also, alhamdulillah. There's a place in Iraq. And if you go to Iraq, you will find in 1929, this incident took place, approximately 90 years ago. In 1929, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu is buried there. Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu is buried there. And Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anhu is buried there. The king of Iraq at that time saw a dream that water is seeping into the grave of these Sahaba, beloved students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But king now, he got too many things to worry, he forgot. The Grand Mufti of Iraq at that time, 1929, saw the same dream. He came rushing to the king and said that, you know, we have to do something. Then he remembered, he said, yes, I also saw this dream few weeks ago. Emergency meeting was held, decision was passed, we have to exhume the bodies. The news spread like wildfire. That time was Hijaz. Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Taif, Jeddah, all that you call Hijaz. Saudi Arabia, as you know, came into existence 1932. This is before that. 1929, remember that the ulama of Hijaz said no. You cannot exhume the bodies of these honorable students and companions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The time for Hajj is very near. You have to postpone it to after Hajj. We want to be present there to see what happens after you exhume the body of the noble companions of the Master alayhi salam. They agreed. They postponed it to after Hajj 1929. Thousands of people, non-Muslims were there. So that if you go in the archives, you will find the French television crew were there also in 1929. They started exhuming the body. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Do you know who Salman Farsi? Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu lived for 250 years. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him so much. Salmanu minna. Oh Salman, you made so much sacrifices. We take you as part of Ahlul Bayt. You are the belonging to the household of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they exhumed his body, 100% intact, his eyes shining and glittering. Huzaifa bin Yaman, number two. When they exhumed his body, confidant sahibu silli rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100% body intact. When were they buried? Over 1,000 years ago. And Allah Jalla Wala is showing us the karamat, the honor of Sahaba. Who are the beloved students of the Master alayhi salam? Their eyes, their body, their lungs, everything intact. Then Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anhu. Then they moved the bodies where it was, where the water was seeping in, to the new place, and that's the place I went. And if you go to Iraq, you should go there. So these are Sahaba. Almighty Allah made them beacons of light, and Allah speaks about their greatness and honor even post-death, that they are the people you should be following. You see, this is how it works. Today we have the enemies of Islam. They use the name of all these great noble personalities. You have Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. You have Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. You have Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Thereafter you have Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu son, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin rahimahullah. You the ulama and people who know Arabic, go open Tafsir al-Qurtubi and you will find this incident there. A person came to him, to Zainul Abidin rahimahullah. He was castigating, speaking ill of some Sahaba. He did this, she did this, that one did this. He is the person, the grandson of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin rahimahullah. He asked him, "Anta minal muhajirin? Are you from the muhajirin? Are you from the migrants?" He said, "La, no." He said, Surah 59, verse 8, Allah is speaking about the muhajirin and migrants. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Almighty Allah praising the muhajirin. They left everything and they went to Madinah Munawwara for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suhaib Rumi. So you must remember, he left, Sahaba left, they left everything of theirs. And then when they came to Madinah Munawwara, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed them even more. Then the next ayat, he started speaking ill. So Hazrat Zainul Abidin Rahimullah asked him, "Anta min al Ansar? Are you from the Ansar?" He said, "No." He said, "Well, Allah Jalla Wala in Surah 59, Surah Hashr, verse 9, praises the Ansar and the migrant and the helpers of the Muhajirin, the assistants of the Muhajirin. يُحِبُّونَ مَنَ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ, that they love the people who migrated to them. And in front, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا, they gave preference to them over themselves, although they themselves were in need. Are you from them? He said, no. He said that, okay, let's go now to the next verse, Surah 59, verse 10. Me and you, what is our function? وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, and those who came after the Muhajirin and Ansar. This means after the Sahaba, the last Sahabi, Abu Tufail radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, passed away in the year 110. So after that time, what is the duty of this Ummah? يقولون, they must say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, O beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers and sisters who passed away before us with Iman. We love the Sahaba. We defend the Sahaba. And we make dua for the Sahaba. That is the function of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So he asked him, Hazrat Zainul Abidin, asked that person who raised objections, "Anta minhum? Are you from this third category?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Yes, na'am." Hazrat Zainul Abidin, the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein, said, "Nay, you don't belong to the third group." He said, "How come?" He said, "Man sabba ha'ula fa laysa min ha'ula." When you criticize, castigate Sahaba, then you cannot belong to the third category. You understood, my brothers? So what is our function? Our function is to defend the honor, the integrity, the contribution. There's no time. The contribution of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Thani Athnain, is the second of the two. Umar Farooq radiallahu an, what he said on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. What he said on the land, Allah sent from the heavens and sky. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, extending the masjid, remember Masjid Nabawi, buying and purchasing with his own money, the Bire Ruma, remember the well when there was a shortage of water in Medina. The person who sponsored and gave 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins from his own personal money on the occasion of Tabuk. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the gold coins and spent it. Ma dharra Uthman, ma amila ba'd al-yawm. Nothing can harm Uthman. Sayyidina Umar Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatih Khaybar, the one who conquered the battle there of Khaybar, and the son-in-law of the Master alayhi salam, Sayyidina Usman, twice the son-in-law. So if you take each Sahabi, you will find what great contributions they made. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala an is first of Ramadan, the year 20th year after Hijrah. He conquers Egypt, 20th year after Hijrah. And we are now in 1440. 1420 years ago, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala who conquered Egypt. No one knew Arabic, no masajid, nothing. For 1420 years, the official language in Egypt is Arabic. For 1420 years, Islam is a religion. For 1420 years, remember, Masjid Amr bin As is there. The masjid to be built after the Sahabi, 70 Sahaba, they made mashura, "Let us build a masjid," and they named it Masjid Amr bin As. Who can take away all these virtues of the Sahaba? Go to Guangzhou in China and you will find our people make a mistake. They can't read Arabic properly. They say Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas is buried there. That's wrong. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas is buried in Madinah Munawwara. So if you go to Guangzhou, you will see it's written there, Abu Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas. The father of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas, he's buried in China. They took the deen of Islam far and wide. And remember, they were dicing with death all the time. Khalid bin Walid told Hormuzan, when they were going to conquer Iraq and Egypt, Iraq and Iran, he told Hormuzan, Inna ma'iya qawm, with me I have such people. يُحِبُّونَ الْقِتَالَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَا تُحِبُّونَ الْخَمْرِ. With me we have such people, they love to dice with death, like how you love your wine and you love your swine also. You see, brothers, these are Sahaba. So they're not ordinary people, they are the beloved students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What contribution they made towards Islam. So that is why we need to appreciate. If you go into the details of every Sahabi, I told you of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, 5,374 ahadith he reported. He comes to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam weeping and crying. Wama yubkika ya Abu Huraira, why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah, my mother, she used such vulgarities, obscene language, abusing you, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot tolerate. Make dua for Umma Abi Huraira. Ya Rasulullah, make dua for my mother. The Master alayhi salam makes dua. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu goes home. He wants to enter the house. His mother shouts from inside, Ala rislik ya Abu Huraira, wait there. And after she took the ghusl, she wore her clothes, everything. She opened the door. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu wa rasul. Abu Huraira comes running back to the Master alayhi salam, weeping, crying. Now why you cry, ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. The first time my weeping, crying was because of sadness and grief. Now it is of happiness and joy. This you call Moka Eshanasi. Look at the occasion. You youngsters, you don't look at the occasion. That you get married and you have fight with your wife, then you take the 3 bullets and you shoot one way. Then you say the Maulana brought my nikah, the Jamia group. You shot everything and you will blame everybody else. So you should walk away. Why you want to fight with your wife the whole time? So I'll give you an incident of that just now. So remember, Sayyidina Abu Huraira looked at the beautiful, he knows Nabi alayhi salam is elated. Ya Rasulullah, one more. Now what, Ya Abu Huraira? Ya Rasulullah, when this ummah takes my name, then they must have affinity and love for me. Ask any person studying hadith. Ask any person teaching hadith. When we read, An Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala nuqal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have this special love and feeling for Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu. If you are a Sunni and you belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So there you go, open the hadith kitab, Manaqib of Abu Huraira, you will find Sahih Muslim and everywhere. So remember, every hadith kitab almost has special chapters on the virtues of the Sahaba. You youngsters, you want lessons? Today, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag si. We don't need any enemy. We became our own enemy today. So you took the 3 bullets and you just shot them. Although your name is not AK, but you used the AK-47. So how's that now? Today's zamana, who can be a couple like Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha and Sayyida Ali radiallahu anha? Who? Nobody. One day, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and asks his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima, Aina Ali? Where's Ali, my son-in-law? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Baini wa bainahu shay. We had slight argument. But where is he now? Say, he's gone to the masjid. The all hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The Master alayhi salatu wasalam goes, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Allah. But now the Master of Islam is going as a father-in-law. So he sees Sayyidina Ali resting, sleeping there in the corner of the masjid. The Master alayhi salatu salam sees speck of dust on the body and clothing of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, يَمْسَحُ turab an badanihi an thawbihi. The Master alayhi salam removes the speck of dust from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an and tells him, قُمْ يَا أَبَا turab, قُمْ يَا أَبَا turab, stand up, O father of saint. Sayyidina Ali was known as Abu al-Hasan, the father of Hassan. Sayyidina Hassan was his first son. So he says, I love this title because the Master alayhi salam gave me. What lesson we learn? That the father-in-law Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and praised his son-in-law, that you must now make peace with Sayyida Fatima. Oh daughter, you make peace with your husband Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. What me and you will do. Father, son-in-law is lying there, hum to astin chara denge. We will say, let me panel beat him properly now. So our akal also is like that nowadays. So remember, brothers, if you want to understand Deenul Islam, you take any Sahabi. Among the females, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Today people want to cast aspersion on our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Do you know Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? Go open Surah Nur, Surah 24, verses 11 to 26. 16 verses Allah revealed for Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Remember, she reported, narrated 2,210 ahadith. Our Deenul Islam, we have a chain. All of you students here, you should make note of what I'm telling you now. Al-fadlu ma shahidat bil a'da'u. Virtue is that even your enemies bear testimony to it. You see, if you go to the Christian, you ask him, you got Bible, he'll say yes. Mark, Matthew, Luke and all that. Ask him, any one of them, they met Jesus, Nabi Isa. None of them met. Therefore, they have different versions of the Bible, that the versions also get confused. You got it? But you must remember that the Quran Sharif, the Hadith, we have a chain. You must remember, we can tell you 100%, this is Kalamullah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah in the Quran. We'll tell you 100%, this is the chain of the Sahaba. When we ask Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail, which is Silsilatul Zahab, the golden chain, he said Imam Malik reports from Nafi. Nafi reports from Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reports from the Master alayhi salam. So, we have the chain. There is an Oriental scholar. He died now. Montgomery Watts, W-A-T-T. He wrote a book, Formative Period. In there he says, you Muslims are the only people on this earth. You have the profile of 500,000 reporters and transmitters. No other religion has this. That are Sahaba. That are companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We tell you where they were born, where they passed away, who were their teachers, what were their contribution to Islam. Imagine this is what we have, but today we suffer from the inferiority complex, and our mind today teaches us that the West is the best and white is right. Brothers, we suffer. Study the lives of Sahaba. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Khandalwi Rahimahullah, wrote whole book, Hayatul Sahaba. The original book is in Arabic. It's translated in Urdu, English, various translations. Go read it and see what the Sahaba were and what their contributions were. Everything they did for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their love was such that the dunya and everything was secondary. Study the life of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an, and see. When Khalid bin Walid was removed from his post and Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah was given, they asked Khalid, what will you do? He said, I was fighting before also for Allah. I was not fighting for Umar bin Khattab. I will continue fighting for the love of Allah. Imagine. Me and you, if somebody takes us away, then we will be so upset. So because our intentions are so tainted, polluted. Last lesson, my brothers, of Sahaba, remember this. I give you one Quranic verse, one hadith, and then you should reflect over it. Any person, any organization who castigates and speaks ill of Sahaba, read Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. And see what Almighty Allah states. It is the month of Rajab. It is the battle of Tabuk. 30,000 men are mobilized, organized. It's midsummer, June, July. The khajur, the dates are smiling in their faces. Leave the khajur and dates. You have to walk. You have to go. By plane, I went. It takes you 1.5 hours. So imagine in that 50 degrees. They said, we ready, Ya Rasulullah. And when they came and they contributed a substantial amount, the munafiqeen hypocrite said, Mura'in, you're just showing off. Poor, poor sahaba came with 3-4 days. They say, you waste time, take these dates away. Mocking the sahaba, belittling them. When people criticize sahaba, when people belittle sahaba, then Allah came to their defense. Surah 9, verse 79. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ Then, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Those people who are mocking the Sahaba because they were contributing to the campaign and expedition of Tabuk and they were mocking the Sahaba and finding fault. Allah says, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ Allah will mock them and Allah will dispatch them to a terrible, painful, horrible punishment. That a sahaba. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abdullah ibn Umar is a reporter, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِ When you see those people swearing, abusing, cursing my sahaba, فَقُولُوا Then say, لَعَنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you are perpetrating. So you, my fathers, mothers, elders, I beg you, instead of teaching your children about Bollywood, Robin Hood and all the shaitan, so teach them the lives of Sahaba. Inculcate within them the love of Sahaba. My beloved Nanima, she passed away 27 night. We used to sit around her on the floor. She told us that story. Still today, I can't find the reference of it. Some, I don't know, Lal Kitab stories also. But one thing she did, she inculcated within us the love of Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Sahaba from a very young age. So that is what you have to do. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us His love, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, and the love for all the Sahaba and Awliya. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We thank our directors of all three stations, our brother Shabir Basha of Radio Al-Ansar, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, Muhafiz Al-Asmal, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. May Almighty Allah reward all of them. I got 1 minute left. Let us make dua for ourselves and the Ummah, inshallah.